I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, a lot of interesting stuff from John Daigle and Herman Edwards back-to-back, giving us thoughts on the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll get back to the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, all our bets for tonight coming up next hour, the final hour, the power hour on the show. Ken, a lot of information thrown our way by Herm and John. What stood out to you the most? Where do you want to start here talking NFL draft?
Do we feel like we have any more clarity than we had yesterday? The point of yesterday's show was I felt like we had very little clarity. I felt like everyone was hearing the same things, reporting the same things, mocking the same things, and none of them, they all seemed a lot more like Jalen Carter 5 last year, which ended up not being true, than they felt like CJ Stroud 2 at the death, like right before the draft. That was the point of yesterday's show. I didn't feel like we had a lot that was any good, honestly. And look, like, put yourself in the position of the mock drafters, and the NFL draft content and NFL draft betting content is just exploding the last couple of years because of the amount of interest in betting this stuff. You can't, if you produce that content, you can't just show up and be like, actually, nobody knows, see you next year. Like, you gotta, you know, you gotta put a happy face on this. You gotta pretend like it's awesome, and here's what it is, and oh man, it could be this, and oh man, it could be this. And I feel like we had bad guesses, and my guesses are even worse. Do we feel like between yesterday's show and this show, that changed? And I guess the only place where I would say that is true is just like at some point, how many people who don't bet have to come on and tell us that Daniels is going to go second overall?
Like, and not just people tell us that? Like, yes. Not just people. The Commanders coach last year.
Yes.
Daniels' coach at LSU didn't come on the show, but Brian Kelly has said publicly that, oh, well, yeah, they're taking Jaden Daniels. So we have Jaden Daniels' coach at Arizona State, who talked to him yesterday, said he thinks Washington's taking him. Jaden Daniels' coach last year at LSU said that he thinks Washington's taking them. And Washington's coach last year, Ron Rivera, also said that he thinks Washington's taking Jaden Daniels.
Right. And, you know, again, like, it's not like there's some huge amount of money to
Adam
be made on
Peters
this
potentially. Adam Peters is Lex Luthor if he's, like, he's a supervillain if he's lying to all these people and pulling this
right.
off.
And just, and the ticking clock a factor here. It's Tuesday early evening now. Like, it's, you know, if we get to tomorrow night and it's just all the same stuff, what's the likelihood Thursday we get a huge curveball? It starts to go down a little bit. You know, to be fair, Mac Jones to Trey Lance happened overnight Wednesday night to Thursday. Something can change, something can happen. But that would definitely be something where, you know, it just is the wind entirely blowing toward Jaden Daniels at 2. Now, I understand, like, that's not a crazy betting opinion. He's the favorite. But look, like, he was the favorite and then he wasn't. And then it was -110 each way. And then he was again. So it's not like this has been some rock solid betting market the entire time. I would just say, like, speak personally, like, I'm more confident that Jaden Daniels is going to go second than I was yesterday. And the price is the same yesterday as it was today. And now I'm more confident. So that's one thing. And then the other part of that, because these are, I think Whale said this yesterday, highly correlated bets. I think he said this. And it doesn't matter who said it, because it's like, everybody thinks this. If Daniels is going second, and based on everything we heard from people yesterday about how much everybody loves Drake May, everybody loves the Drake, then he's going third, and it's kind of like, to who at that point?
Yep.
And that's that also, and again, like, I just had a friend message me, like, hey, listening to the show, and I shared kind of this exact thing we're doing on the show, and I go, like, what is Caleb Daniels May, which is the most likely 1-2-3 by far, and it's going to be the favorite in the market, it's just how big a favorite, and that's out to, like, -350 in most places.
Oh, it is, because saw -165, like, literally, like, 3 hours ago, I was looking before the show, and it was, like, -165.
Sometimes draft betting is based on off-market versus stuff that's moving. And I guess, would you say our advice is if it's still -165, it's more likely to happen than that? Not it's going to happen, but just it's more likely. I feel like it's more likely than that. And that doesn't tie the player to the team, which I think you'll want to talk about with May. Like, he can go third, and you don't have to know who it is to know that he's going third to win the bet. And that's going to get really interesting with a lot of this stuff. Like, if we start talking about receivers later too, and who takes who, okay, but like with what pick? And I, you know, you can take this in whatever direction you want. Just like, yeah, like I feel like we're getting closer to clarity on two that matches the market, and the market doesn't have to be right this early on this stuff, but I do feel like we're getting confidence that that's the case. And if two is this, you play the game where, okay, then three is what? And it just, yeah, it does feel like we're headed toward Caleb Daniels May, which isn't a grand money maker, I think, for a lot of people. Like, people want the 20-to-1, and we may just not get that. That may just, one, two, three may be very settled, and then crazy starts at four. Maybe that's what ends up happening.
Well, I want to answer your question with a question. Yesterday's show and today's show, everything we've heard, all the things that have been reported recently, how good do you feel now that JJ McCarthy will not be one of the first three names called on Thursday night?
Pretty confident, but not like not. I wouldn't say highly confident, just because somebody can trade in, right? You never know how a team values a player, and I mean we've seen this before. Teams that want to overpay to make sure they get their quarterback.
This
If
is
you,
where I'm getting a little hung up with your question, right? About like the exact, like
right,
the one, two, three. Like, how
it's not a hundred
confident?
percent though. Like,
Correct.
is it? I all we're saying is the likelihood of it happening. Does it seem like it's more than what -165 implies right now? I think by a
Yes.
little bit. Yeah, by
I
a little bit,
agree.
yes. Right?
I
Yeah.
agree.
So and I that may not be the price in most places now, because I got people texting me that it's like getting blasted. And I think the idea of it getting blasted is like, if you feel more confident as Daniels, then that exacta becomes a bet on Drake May to go third, and now those two markets need to be priced the same, because like that's the same bet if you think Daniels is going second, and if they're not priced the same, then one's wrong. So just like, you know, I think we're
Minus
getting close to that.
300 now. So at BetMGM, like right before we went on the air, and I know because I was looking like in advance of the show, like preparing stuff, -165, now -300 at BetMGM for the exacta. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, one, two, and three. So the
And then
165s are gone.
this is my fault. I need to have the BetMGM draft markets up, which I had yesterday, and I
I have
don't,
them.
so I'm
So you
okay.
just, I have it. So whatever you need.
I just want to have them too while I open them up. Is I'm guessing then is the third overall pick priced similarly?
I'll tell you right now. The third pick, May is -300 now to go third overall. Daniels is -450 to go second.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know I'm lagging on the video stream, and I apologize for 5 seconds while I open this up. Yeah, those two markets need to start moving in tandem as Daniel's price gets bet out more to be second, and as we get more confident that he's going to be second, then those two markets need to be the same, because they are the same. Like, if you knew 1 and 2, then 1, 2, 3 exacta and third overall pick are the same bet. And this happens sometimes with, like, multi-ways and all different stuff. Like, you're actually betting the same thing at that point. Not surprised they're the same. So next question is, do we think -300 is right? Do we think it needs to be more? Do we actually think that's too much because of the possibility of a trade in for three for somebody for McCarthy? And we can get to kind of three and what you think might happen there too. Like, what's your, like, 300's fine based on what we've had? And I know, like, I understand we're not early on this. Like, it already moved. We're just assessing it. Seems fine to me. Like, I get cold feet Tuesday on what I always call bridge jumping something, which is like betting an uncomfortable amount of money thinking it's like a free win on an information driven market. NFL draft Tuesday afternoon, I just really don't like doing that unless
and we don't right now. We don't even have it with Jaden Daniels.
We got nothing. Yeah, we have nothing. We think we're closer on Jaden Daniels than we were before. But that doesn't even get us past 450, though, in the second overall pick. That just gets us to -450 instead of, like, let's bet J.J. McCarthy or something like that. Like, it just gets us off that stuff. It gets us from bet crazy stuff to no bet. I don't think it gets us to betting Daniels. And then it's like, then what? And do you want to do your stuff on the third overall pick? I know you alluded to it with John a little bit in your question. Do you want to do that here?
Yes. But I do also, and Nick and Ken hear you better, you bet talking the NFL draft. I think, you know, you asked me about May, right? We'll do the Giants in a second, but what I think like might happen with the third overall pick, which would be the Giants trading up from 6 to 3 potentially. But as it concerns the Patriots on the clock at number 3, so like the Commanders right now, for the first time in a really long time, and maybe this will prove to not be the case, but for the moment, they appear to be like a pretty stable organization, right? Peters is the GM, new ownership, and Josh Harris, like Dan Quinn is the head coach. And it feels like we don't have like the goods yet, to borrow the expression that Ken just used. It feels like Jaden Daniels is going to go second overall. And I think like we feel pretty good about that. All the guests that we have come on the show say that, right? We had the report come out yesterday, and this has been whispered, and I think it's actually something that makes sense. It's not something that you hear like the Penix thing with Diana Russini, where you're like, well, okay, this is obviously BS. I would report it if I were her. I'm not criticizing her. Just that, like, what is that, basically? Like, what do I do with this? Who cares? There were reports yesterday that Jonathan Kraft, Robert Kraft's son, is, like, pretty involved in the decision-making process for the Patriots. That Elliot Wolf, Ron's son, he actually is like, the point man, but Jonathan Kraft is involved. And if like someone's like there are too many like chefs in the kitchen, doesn't it mean that something wacky could happen? Like that to me just like introduces like a little bit like a variable into the equation that we're unaware of right now. So like, do I think it's most likely based on what the guests we have come on the show say, like my own opinion that Drake May will go ahead of J.J. McCarthy? Yeah. Like I think it's probably more likely, but I don't want to discount. I feel much more confident that Daniels goes 2 than Drake May goes 3, right now at least.
And they're starting to be priced the same, to be fair.
Yeah, and it could happen, and I think like May should have like a shorter price to go 3rd than McCarthy. I do think that. I'm not willing to say right now that I think Drake May is definitely going 3rd overall if the Patriots stay on the clock. I'm not willing to say that yet.
Okay. I think that's a totally fair thing to say. It's also Tuesday afternoon. Like, it's like, well, what do you mean? We're like 48 hours from the draft. I've done this enough. It's not even that I've done it that many times. We've done the show enough. I remember what Tuesday afternoon is like, and you actually don't know a lot. You actually know like nothing still.
Like
you
we think know we know little. Two things. We know one. Right. We think we might know two. That's it.
And it's
that's
one and
literally
two.
It.
Right. It's not even like we're skipping ahead in the book. Like we know one, and now two is like okay. All right, like this makes more sense than it did yesterday, and that's all that there is right now. So yeah, just you asked me like, what did we learn from the guests? I mean, some really interesting stuff. even if it's not like the sick betting angle of the year. But just, I feel like yesterday I'm looking at Daniels, and I think a lot of people were like the Daniels May stuff. That was like 96 hours ago that whole market went nuts. It wasn't like it was a month ago. That was like in the last week that whole thing went crazy. And now it's settled back with Daniels being a big favorite. Whale came on and told you about the huge bet that was made at an offshore that moved that market. Okay, like that bet makes a lot more sense now that we've had even more context provided by guests. And sometimes that's valuable too. Like, don't go crazy thinking it's going to get crazy at two. That's why I feel like that's the only thing that I've learned today is just like, yeah, it's going to be crazy in some way. And now I feel like we can cross two off the list for like how that happens.
I agree. I do agree with that. I guess crazy things.
But that's it.
Though, but I,
yeah, that's
but
not
I do
a lot.
Agree. The thing that I alluded to that we've been teasing a little bit and then kind of like gave it away a little bit a few minutes ago, which is totally fine because I'm going to talk about it now. So I got told by somebody yesterday who I was pretty plugged in with the Giants. Worth noting that this person has been wrong before. It's not a criticism of the person. The Giants, like front office, the new front office has done a really good job at smoke screening basically everybody. Like I thought. And others, like Peter Schrager also had this on draft day, made me feel really good about this 2 years ago on draft day, that the Giants were going to take Charles Cross, offensive tackle. They ended up taking Evan Neal. Charles Cross goes to the Seattle Seahawks. So just want to offer that caveat that just because I'm going to say this does not mean that it's true. I just found it interesting. I was told that 60-40, 60 that the Giants want to trade up to three and will trade up or have an aggressive offer to trade up with the Patriots to select Drake May. I ran this by someone unrelated to the first person, but this person is also very plugged in league circles, and the person told me that he is hearing the same thing. So, look, the Giants could trade back. Like, many different things could happen. But I found that, and I kind of pressed a little bit, because my whole thing has been, Ken, and we did this when the Giants signed Drew Lock. To me, the Giants signing of Drew Lock meant they weren't taking a quarterback because you have Jones is locked in this year. Drew Lock is going to be the number two, and you have DeVito as the three. In this scenario, and I guess it makes sense, I don't know why you would let DeVito go because he's like a third-string quarterback that can, like, win a game. If that's pretty valuable in the NFL, sure. In my opinion, at least.
Yeah, for no money.
That DeVito would be the odd man out here, and that it would be rookie, in this case, Drake May, Drew Lock, and Daniel Jones. And maybe the rookie would just play and Jones would not play to avoid like an injury trigger for next year. So I'm not saying like bet Giants, Drake May, exact stuff. I will say that I'm monitoring this now for the next like 24 hours ago and trying to talk to some more people about it. So that's kind of what I've got on the Giants for right now.
It's really interesting. This is always what I say. Like, even if you're not betting this stuff, how can you not be totally fascinated by these thought processes and like what happens here and what might happen? It's just so interesting. I don't even have a bet yet. It's so interesting. What is there an MGM market for like team connected to player with May? Like, did they have that? Like, who drafts Drake May? Where you would bet? Because Drake May third. Because here's what we get into with this stuff. Whether it's New England or
no.
A team trades with New England, May is still third. So, like, he's a big favorite to go there. Like, you win your bet no matter who makes that pick, as long as Drake May goes third. So that's not impacted. It's more just, like, who is the Giants' first pick, position of the Giants' first pick. Like, these are, like, ancillary, like, these are related but not the one-to-one tie that you're kind of talking about.
What's, dude, off the top of your head, we'll find it during the break, if not, what J.J. McCarthy's over-under draft position is?
I don't, but I can look it up very easily during the break.
Like it's going to be really funny when McCarthy goes like 28th overall on Thursday
right.
night.
For the Tennessee
more
Titans.
More NFL draft coming up next year with Nick and Ken.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL.